Renewable energy sources such as wind, solar, and wave power are attracting billions of dollars in investment these days. They're part of the global push to replace dirty fossil fuels with clean, carbon-free energy. One of the most promising renewable technologies is what's called solar thermal. It's also known as concentrating solar power. It uses the sun's heat to generate electricity. Now, most of the world's leading solar thermal companies are based in Spain, but as Cynthia Graber reports, the story began with an American visionary.
Back in the 1970s, businessman Arnold Goldman had a dream. He wanted to create a utopian community based on cooperation and personal awareness and powered by solar energy. The community never took off, but Goldman's solar power company did.
What I looked for was trying to start a business that could potentially be dramatic in its impact. We didn't want to deal with, you know, developing a niche technology, but something that could be potentially mainstream.
Solar power was a niche technology at the time. Early photovoltaic panels, which used the sun's energy to move electrons and create electricity, were expensive and not very efficient. Passive solar panels, meanwhile, captured the sun's warmth to heat water. They were cheaper, but of limited utility. But Goldman had heard about a third way. It was called solar thermal, or concentrated solar power, and it was sort of a hybrid of the other two. It used mirrors to magnify the sun's heat, generate steam, and create electricity. It was a fairly simple idea with ancient roots.
Some of its first recorded beginnings are with Archimedes, the time of Greece, getting people shining mirrors onto ships to burn ships invading.
Still, no one had yet figured out a commercially viable way to use the sun and mirrors to create electricity. Arnold Goldman and his engineers cracked the code. They used miles of what are called parabolic troughs to concentrate the sun's heat on tubes of oil. The hot oil was then used to boil water, and the resulting steam was used to spin turbines. By the end of the 1980s, with the help of government tax breaks, Goldman's company, Luz International, had built 9 such power plants in the California desert. But then the energy crisis ended. Governments lost interest in renewables. The company went under. Now, fast forward a generation.
That was the sound of a heliostat, or a huge, giant square mirror shifting just slightly to catch the sun.
I'm standing at the Sanlúcar solar platform in Seville, Spain, surrounded by a vast array of special mirrors called heliostats. It's the first commercial solar thermal plant to be built anywhere in the world since those early American ones. Like those first plants, the Sanlúcar facility uses its mirrors to concentrate the sun's heat to boil water, create steam, and run a turbine, just like in a conventional power plant. But the Sanlúcar site uses a slightly different technology. Instead of heating oil, its array of mirrors acts sort of like a field of ray guns. They focus the sun's heat and aim it at a receiver, a blindingly bright circle of white atop a tower. Valerio Fernandez is the site's director.
The tower is a concrete tower, and the receiver is an innovative boiler that is fitted by solar radiation instead of coal or some other fossil fuels. So I think solar thermal in particular are one of the most promising technologies for making a change in the energetic model in the world.
There are 2 of these towers at the Sanlúcar site, which together produce enough electricity for about 15,000 homes. And there are dozens more solar thermal power plants being built in Spain. That's because the Spanish government has subsidized research in the field and promised a good financial return for solar companies. And now, a generation after it hit the skids in the U.S., Spanish companies are using their newfound expertise to bring solar thermal technology back to the place where it was born.
Nevada Solar One. Spread across a desert valley just south of Las Vegas, the gleaming mirrors of Nevada Solar One.
Nevada Solar One is the first new solar thermal plant in the U.S. in nearly 2 decades. It came online in 2007, built by the Spanish company Acciona. The company's North American CEO, Peter Dupré, spoke at the plant's opening.
You know, with this plant, we're spearheading a new revolution in renewable energy in Nevada, in the southwestern United States, and really, truly around the globe.
The U.S. Southwest has some of the world's most abundant sunshine, and there are once again growing incentives to develop solar and other renewable energy sources in the U.S., both of which are drawing other Spanish companies across the ocean as well. Abengoa, for instance, the company that built the solar tower outside Seville, is finishing plans for a plant in Arizona.
And after watching for years as others fostered the technology that they first developed, Americans are getting back in the solar thermal game, including Arnold Goldman. A few years ago, Goldman decided the time was right to reassemble his old team under a new name, BrightSource Energy. Goldman's company recently signed agreements in California for more than 2.5 gigawatts of solar thermal electricity. Other American companies have signed agreements for more than 3 gigawatts of solar thermal power. That's enough solar electricity to power close to 2 million American homes, and counting. You might say it's a dream come true. For The World, I'm Cynthia Graber.